Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called The Power Half Hour. In a few seconds' time, Ronald will be joining us for the live workout. And about a quarter to two, yes, indeed, we'll be speaking to Natalie Matt. She's a clinical dietitian, TED Talker, media contributor, and we're talking about heart awareness and heart health today. If you've got any questions, you can do so by SMSing 48855. You can WhatsApp 072-786-1548 or Twitter at EJAZ_K. Time to welcome Ronald to the show. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, Ronald.
Wa alaikum salam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Jazz, how are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How are you, bro?
Is your heart fit and strong?
Yes, I just had a hearty lunch, I just had a light lunch and ready for the workout, inshallah.
No, you had a lunch that jeopardizes your heart health. I know that you like your fried chicken. So no. I'm not going to comment further on that.
I'm behaving nowadays, bro. Don't worry.
But you complained to the outlet. You know, at least they got dashed to you.
It wasn't for me, man. My youngster, he likes those pops and stuff. But anyway, yeah, they did get through to us. And hopefully, when we go pick up the replacement, I hope they don't spit in the food or whatever. But anyway, that's another matter altogether. Let's go for that workout now, why don't we?
All right, definitely so. I think, you know, it's Heart Health Awareness Month.
Yeah.
So within that, we want to bring in some, you know, interesting workouts for you to do. Now, I remember many people will say, yes, one. You always said we've got to do cardio to look after our heart health. Yes, you do. And yesterday we did a nice cardio routine. Yeah. Okay. But you also need to manage your stress. Because what stress does is stress increases the pressure on your heart, leading to high blood pressure, which is also to do with heart health. So today's workout is not as intense as what we normally do. You know, it's going to be one where you begin to stretch, relax, focus on your breathing, and calm yourself down, helping you lower your blood pressure, decreasing your risk of hypertension. So are you ready for this one, brother?
I am ready and set to go. Let's go.
All right, so the first thing we're going to do is wherever you are, I want you to have a seat in your chair.
Okay, doing that.
Relax your shoulders down, fingers on your lap or your front thigh. All I want you to do is take a deep breath in. And as you breathe in, I want you to raise your shoulders. And as you breathe out, drop your shoulders right down. Breathe in, raise your shoulders. Breathe out, your shoulders. So don't rush your breath. Keep it at a nice, slow pace. And focus on exhalating as double up the pace of what you're doing your inhalation.
Right.
So inhale in. Exhale out for double as long. And if you haven't brushed your breath, and there's people in front of you, go use that in the block, please. All right? So from that position. So next thing we're going to do is from that position, I want you to take both hands up over your head. Now behind your head, I want you to clasp your hands. You know that when you're sitting in your chair and you're smug and you're looking around you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hold your head, and I want you to lean back onto your chair slightly. Push your chair forward and relax it up. Arch your back and take your head backwards and forwards. One more time back and then forward. Good. Relax it down. This is all trying to loosen up things in your back.
Nice.
And the tension that's being in your back, right? The next one I want you to do, brother, is I want you to stand up. So I'm doing it with you. I'm actually standing up as well, okay?
Yeah, and Tahir is joining us as well, the engineer, so that's good as well.
Now, these engineers are impressive nowadays. Tahir, you are setting the bar very high, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So from that position, I want you to keep your feet wider than shoulder width apart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And all that I want you to do is place your hands on your hips.
Yep.
And I want you to keep your knees tucked and push your hip out to the right. As you push your hip out to the right, you'll find that your left hip goes inwards.
Yeah.
But keep your knees straight to feel the release of tension on that inside thigh. Change sides. So to the left side, push your right hip in. Good. And this you do for 5 repetitions on each side, okay? Now from that position, drop your hands down to your knees. Keep your knees straight, and I want you to take your glutes or your buttocks backwards, okay? So you're right over there, your knees are straight. You should feel a stretch in the back of your legs. From that position, I want you to take your right hand and place it on your lower back. Take your left hand, keep your knees straight, take your left hand and try to touch your right foot while you're leaning forward.
Okay.
You feel a nice stretch in the hamstring, in the inside groin area or thigh area as well.
Yeah.
From there you change sides, So left hand goes onto your lower back, knees are straight, right hand goes to the left foot. Hold it there. And again, you repeat this for at least 5 repetitions on each side, holding each stretch for at least 15 to 20 seconds to ensure that you do get a proper stretch. Because if you bounce and you jerk, you could pull a muscle, and it's the last thing you want to do. Okay. Up you come. Let's stand up.
All right.
All right. From that position, go back into your chair. Have a seat.
Okay.
I want you to cross your right leg over your left knee. Your brother, you be careful. You're on a wheelie chair there, okay?
Yeah.
After you kicked the chair yesterday. And all I want you to do is place your hand on the table in front of you and slide your hand forward. So in your case, you're going to push your buttock slightly backwards. And I want you to lean forward and keep that knee towards the ground that's on your left leg, okay?
Okay.
Can you feel a stretch in that glute area and the hip area?
Yeah, indeed.
Hold it there. Now what you're doing here is you're releasing tension from something known as the iliotibial band. If you're walking or sitting for a lot, there's a lot of stiffness in that area, and that causes weakness in your glute, which could lead to lower back pain, etc. Change sides. Cross the left leg over the right. Again, lean forward and try to push that left leg down towards the ground. Oh, I love this stretch, man.
You can feel it working, yeah. That's
oh, you definitely do feel it working. You know? The thing is, it is so beneficial, and these are areas that we don't often stretch.
Yeah.
And up slowly. Now, brother, the final stretch, just for you. Stand up, feet wider than shoulder width apart.
Right.
Keep your knees straight. Place your hands on the table in front of you, and slowly slide your feet out into a split.
Ish. Not for numb, but I'll try.
Slowly there, hold it there. Now, you hold it onto the table with your upper body, okay?
Yeah.
Your balance. Hold it there. And slowly, keeping your knees straight, lift yourself up and pull your feet together again.
Sure.
Using your inside thigh to pull
yourself. Pull yourself towards yourself.
Literally, even if your stomach is sticking out, you've got to pull yourself towards yourself, even with the stretches. And that's how easy this workout is, literally and figuratively. But it gives you such benefit from relaxing the body, you're focusing on your breathing and relaxing it out, and that increases oxygen into the blood system and really helps you relax and bring down your heart rate.
And brilliant stuff. JazakAllah khair for that, Ronald. And sticking on the topic of heart health,
mm-hmm.
I think the last time I checked the reading, my metabolic age was 31.
Yeah.
So how do you get that metabolic age down? Is it by getting your heart rate up?
You know, Brother Jazz, there's so many ways to measure this thing called metabolic age. Basically, it's a comparison of your person's basal metabolic rate against your for your age, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what it basically says to you, it's a number that just gives you how your body's metabolizing within your system. So it's a great measurement to have and understand and to know, and it shows you what kind of physical health you're in and, of course, how your body's utilizing whatever's in your body from the musculature, etc. So what you need to do is remember this, okay? How do you measure it? You've got to write down particular measurements of the body, your height, your weight, and your age, and from there, the particular calculations that you've got to pump it into. Now, what it means is that, you know, to bring this down, you really need to look at a couple of variables in your body, and they're the kind of variables that are consistent with all other measurements that we then look at. So, you know, you might be having problems and may need to change your eating and your exercising habits. It depends on your age and activity levels and genetics and the height. So there's certain parameters you can't change. So what you can change is your weight. That's under your control, and that's with healthy eating, and naturally we'll give you more information on that later, is to do with healthy activity, consistent activity, just to bring that down, helping you decrease your body fat as well. And really, you'll then see that your metabolic age improves over time. So the basic principles of healthy eating and consistent exercise play a part in bringing those down for you.
Right. And you know, yesterday when you were impressed when I was talking about how your metabolic rate can be reduced or sped up rather by 30% with the water, I learned another trick yesterday from my doctor cousin. He said that if you're showering in the morning or whenever, probably in the morning is better, then if you turn the hot water towards ice cold and give yourself that shock, that as well, speeds up the metabolism. Did you know that?
Well, it definitely does, because what you go through with that process is this, is you create vasoconstriction in the surface area of the body. Hmm. The body seems to be getting cold, so it increases your adrenaline and noradrenaline, giving you that fight-or-flight response, so that increases your heart rate, increases your metabolism. So, brother, a cold shower in the morning is not just there to wake you up, it's there to wake your body up.
Yep. And I think about a second or two is enough of that. You don't have to shower yourself there out, but yeah.
But, you know, it's important, Brother Josh. You know, I mean, we're talking a lot about health, heart health this month, you know, and the particular numbers that we need to know. I mean, you mentioned a wonderful number that very few people actually measure, and that's their metabolic age.
Yeah.
Okay? Other basic numbers people should look at is their glucose number, the cholesterol, their blood pressure numbers, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And with it being Heart Health Awareness Month, you know, is that the Heart Foundation, the Heart and Stroke Foundation of South Africa is really, really concerned of how our youngsters are being affected more by heart conditions, especially in children, because they are more stressed because of school, they're eating a high salt diet, you know, take out foods, very much for preservative foods, etc., and they have a lack of activity, and that is where the scariest factor kicks in. So be very conscious of what you feed your kids, and get your kids active and used to eating health food. The preparation and get them involved in activity. Like yesterday, my daughter picked up a tennis ball and I was busy outside with something, and she and I just started throwing the tennis ball to each other.
Yeah.
And I would throw it over and hit you, and had to run into the kitchen and bring it back. So you can make fitness fun with your kids and really, really get them active. That's a benefit for them in their health in the long run.
Wonderful. Jazakallah khair for that, Ronald. And indeed, with the workout today, you weren't so hard on us, so I guess you do have a heart after all. Get it?
Man, my heart beats cold, lumpy cassette for you. But for the listeners, beat for them every day. Brother, we're there to help you. Have a hearty day. Inshallah, we'll chat to you tomorrow.
Inshallah. Jazakallah khair, Ronald. Have a wonderful day, bro.
You too, my brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ronald there with the workout and, of course, discussion on heart health. As we will be continuing when we come back from the break, we'll be chatting to Natalie Matt. He's a clinical dietitian, TED talker, media contributor. We're talking Heart Awareness Month 2016. Stay tuned to the Power Half Hour.
And when life is hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. You are the only one I will follow till I die. So I will pray that Allah will keep straight path, holding me close down the straight path, keeping it deep within my soul. Just wait for me to come home. And when life is hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. You are the only one I will follow till I die. So I will pray that Allah will keep me on the straight path.
Yes, you're listening to the Power Half Hour on Radio Islam International. It's time to introduce our next guest, Natalie Matt. She's a clinical dietitian, TED talker, media contributor, and also spokesperson for the Association of Dietetics, if I'm saying it right, South Africa, representing the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Welcome to the program, Natalie. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, tell us a bit about Heart Awareness Month 2016.
Well, Heart Awareness Month is the whole of September, and it is really about getting people aware of how their hearts are doing and heart health in general. This year, the Heart and Stroke Foundation is actually launching something called the Smart Little Heart Campaign as well, to raise awareness around congenital heart disease or heart disease that children are born with. So it's a big, important month for South Africans.
But now, why do we need an entire month dedicated to heart health?
Well, because heart disease, like strokes and heart attacks, are the second leading cause of death in South Africa, next to HIV and AIDS. And one of the things with heart disease is that I cannot look at you and go, this person definitely has high blood pressure or high cholesterol. So you could be sitting next to someone right now who has heart disease and doesn't know. It really is something that affects a lot of South Africans. And it is something that we need to understand and be more aware of.
Indeed, Natalie. Now, when it comes to free testing, why should we get tested and where can this be done?
Exactly as I said, we should get tested because we can't actually see how people's hearts are doing inside their bodies. We need to explore a little bit deeper. And part of the Heart Awareness Month this year, this game is offering free screening to anyone who comes into their store, and all they have to do is go to the store and their blood pressure, their cholesterol levels, as well as their heights and weights and blood pressure will be measured. And as I said, this is free for the whole of September, which is really amazing. Mm-hmm. All of my clients who come to see me that don't know their numbers are being sent so that they can be aware of what their numbers are, because that's really the first point, is knowing whether or not your numbers are looking okay.
All right, you're listening to the Power Half Hour on Radio Islam International. We're speaking to Natalie Matt. And if you've got any questions, you can send them through 072-786-1548 or Twitter at EJAZ_K. Now, Natalie, tell us a bit about the Heart Age Calculator.
The Heart Age Calculator is awesome. I used it this morning just to have a look, and it's really, really easy. So it's heartage.co.za, and what you do is you enter some details like your age, your weight and your height, and your gender, as well as some information about your health and your family history. And what this is, it is just a score or an indicator for you whether your heart is the same age as your body's age, or if it is in better condition or worse condition. So my heart calculator was very, or my heart age was very kind to me. And my heart is 13 years younger than my actual age. But earlier today when I was testing some other people, they came out older. And it's irrespective of whether or not you are young or old, it has very much to do with your specific risk factors for heart disease.
Okay. So what does your heart age mean, basically, and what can you do to change it?
Well, if your heart age is younger than you, it means you are taking positive steps to take care of your heart. For example, you are managing your weight, you are managing your blood pressure, and you are managing your cholesterol. You also may not be a smoker. So the moment we see a heart age going older than a person's biological or actual age, what this often indicates is that this person is not engaging in the kind of lifestyle that is going to keep their heart safe. So, for example, stopping smoking is a great way to take care of your health. If your cholesterol is really out of control, that's going to age your heart as well. If your weight is much higher than it should be, losing weight can help to reduce the amount of work that your heart has to do. Also, things like drinking too much alcohol will definitely affect your heart health negatively. So there are many factors that you can do. And when you do the heart age check and when you go for screening, there is some indication of whether or not you're on the right track and what you can do to change.
Indeed. Speaking of being on the right track, one of our listeners has sent us a funny picture. It says, got up to 40 minutes on the exercise bike. Next week, I'm going to try turning the pedals.
That's actually an excellent comment. So when we talk about exercise, we don't need to do hours and hours and hours of exercise every single day. The recommendation for heart health is no more than 30 minutes of exercise a day. If we're trying to lose weight, the recommendation does go up higher, but really important is the amount of food that we're eating as well. And when it comes to heart health, you want to make sure that you are not eating too much salt or too many salty foods as well, because those can affect your heart health quite significantly.
All right. I want to come to the various tests, right? But I see a message coming on our SMS line. Says, Assalamu alaikum. My vitamin D is very, very low. I also have a cholesterol problem. I am on bezafibrate, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Can this affect my heart?
So if you have high cholesterol, there's a particular type of cholesterol that we are interested in called LDL cholesterol. And LDL cholesterol, or lousy cholesterol, is prone to rusting or being oxidized in the blood. And what happens then is it gets sucked up by an immune cell and it gets pulled into the arteries and veins. And these plaques that form inside our arteries and veins actually age them much faster. And so we do want to make sure that we are reducing the amount of inflammation inside our body, which is the way we do that is make sure that we're not smoking and also make sure that we are eating enough fruits and vegetables. And then in terms of the vitamin D, before I forget about it,
mm-hmm.
we would We get vitamin D from some foods, but also through sun exposure. And even though we live in a sunny country, many South Africans don't have adequate vitamin D. And so if you have gone for blood tests and your vitamin D is low, one of the easiest ways to get this up is to make sure that you supplement, and your doctor can actually give you a script for that. We shouldn't all just be taking vitamin D because it is a fat-soluble vitamin. Certain medications can affect your total cholesterol levels, but fibrates are actually meant to help improve overall health, not to affect the heart negatively.
All right. Now, what are the various tests that can be done, and what do these numbers mean?
When it comes to heart health, some of the tests that are really important, we want to make sure that our blood sugar is well controlled. So people who have diabetes have increased inflammation inside their bodies, and the way we measure this is through the way we determine whether or not a person has diabetes is by looking at their blood sugar. Then also for heart health, just as I spoke about, cholesterol can be very important. And there we want to make sure that our total cholesterol is below 5. And if your total cholesterol is above 5, your doctor will do a lipogram to see what the balance is between the healthier and less healthy types of cholesterol. We also want to know whether or not you are overweight. And the way that this is measured is through something called a BMI. Have you heard of a BMI before?
Yes, I have.
Awesome. So it's your weight over your height squared, and we are aiming for something in between 20 to 25 kilograms per meter squared. Your heart is unlikely to suffer that much if you're a little bit lower than 20, but the moment we go above 25, that's where we see the heart having to work much harder. We see cholesterol going up. We see blood pressure going up. And so we really want to ideally stick within the 20 to 25 kilograms per meter squared BMI range.
Okay. Now, once we've been screened, what else can we do to protect our hearts?
Well, live a healthy lifestyle. I know that the story of moderation is really not that exciting, but we need to eat a varied diet that contains a balance of all nutrients. We should not be smoking. We should be exercising regularly, as I said, aiming for about 30 minutes or at least 150 minutes a week, if not 30 minutes a day. And then if we do drink alcohol, to do so in moderation. And moderation from an alcohol perspective for women is no more than one drink per day and no more than two drinks per day for men. And then always, I think people forget, and a lot of South Africans don't know, that we need to eat about half of our plate as vegetables or fruit. South Africans really don't eat enough veggies, and that's one thing I think we can do just to make sure that our diet is nicely balanced.
Okay. Now, why do we need to be aware of heart disease in children?
So this links to the Smart Little Hearts campaign that the Heart and Stroke Foundation has launched this month. And there are a vast number of children born in South Africa with congenital heart disease, or heart disease that occurs from birth. And it can be measured. We can actually screen really easily for whether or not children have heart disease. And the way we do this is by measuring over the course of 3 minutes the amount of oxygen inside a child's blood. And part of what the Heart and Stroke Foundation is looking to do is to improve the facilities available in hospitals, and then also to upgrade some of the facilities in state hospitals where children with congenital heart disease are being taken care of. And there is a really easy way to actually donate towards the Smart Little Hearts campaign, and that is to send the word SMART to the telephone number 38502, and then that will donate 10 rand to the Smart Little Hearts campaign.
Okay. And finally, Natalie, if anyone wants to get hold of you or needs to ask you any questions or set up, you know, to meet, how do they get in touch with you?
An easy way, I'm on Twitter at NatMat. Otherwise, I have a blog, which is informedappetite.com. And you can also find me, as well as the Heart and Stroke Foundation, on Facebook. I'm Natalie Matt, registered dietitian, and the Heart and Stroke Foundation are just Heart Stroke SA.
Wonderful stuff. It's nice to have met you, Natalie. See what I did there?
I'm Matt, Natalie Matt.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon and for, you know, enlightening our listeners and educating them on the issue of heart health. You have yourself a wonderful day.
Great. Thank you so much, and you too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.